Chapter 8, Peter and John Freed from Prison. This chapter is based on In Christ's strength the disciples went forth to tell the story of the manger and the cross, and to triumph over all opposition. From their lips came words of divine eloquence that shook the world. In Jerusalem, where deep prejudice and confused ideas prevailed in regard to him who had been crucified as a malefactor, the disciples set before the Jews the mission of Christ, his crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. Priests and rulers heard with amazement the bold testimony. The power of the risen Savior had indeed fallen on the disciples. Along the streets where they were to pass, the people laid their sick on beds and pallets, that as Peter came by at least his shadow might fall on some of them. RSP. Crowds gathered around them, and those who were healed glorified the name of the Redeemer. As the Sadducees, who did not believe in a resurrection, heard the apostles declare that Christ had risen from the dead, they were enraged. If the apostles were allowed to preach a risen Savior, the sect of the Sadducees would soon become extinct. The Pharisees perceived that the tendency of the disciples' teaching was to undermine the Jewish ceremonies. Now both Sadducees and Pharisees determined that the disciples should be stopped. Filled with indignation, the priests put Peter and John in prison. Those whom the Lord had made the depositaries of truth had proved unfaithful, and God chose others to do his work. These leaders would not even admit the possibility that they did not rightly understand the word or had misinterpreted the scriptures. What right have these teachers, they said, some of them mere fishermen, to present ideas contrary to the doctrines that we have taught the people? The disciples were not intimidated. The Holy Spirit brought to their minds the words spoken by Christ, "If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. The time cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. These things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them."